Hello, everybody. The moment has arrived. Before we get to the episode, it's time to announce our giveaway winner. Chandler, will you do us the honors?
Oh, I so will. You know it. Let's get it. And the winner is...
Click return.
Clicking. Ralamore Blackthorn.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You guys have reached out in super amazing ways. Thank you so much for your participation, for everything you guys have done for us. We
couldn't be more excited about your excitement.
About us, about Evermore, about Mythos, about everything. We really appreciate it.
And it seriously super helps us spread the word that you guys get involved, leave reviews, and tell people about our podcast. And we're super glad that you've participated, and we can't wait to see you in the park.
Watch out for more giveaways here in the upcoming future. That was our last one before the Mythos season. So watch out for anything else that we have coming up. We have awesome new giveaways and ideas coming up in the near future. So check us out.
We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Hello, World Walkers. Yes, I'm talking to you. Welcome to World Talkers, an Evermore fan podcast. Lend us your ear, learn something new, and develop a mutual obsession. Goblins, dragons, charismatic executioners, and more await as we unravel the secrets that lay beyond the portal of Evermore.
Welcome back to the World Talkers podcast. I'm Daniel. I'll be your host for the day, starting things off. We'll be passing it around just so you can introduce everybody. And let's start here with the person to my left.
What is up? It is Skylar. I usually always say what is up, so I'm changing that. My name is Skylar. Welcome.
Hey, what is up? My name is Wyatt.
Gosh dang it.
Hey guys, it's Chandler. How's it going?
And we're super excited. Today we have some awesome things to talk about. A lot of Mythos announcements and things that are coming up about the park. We are recording the day before Mythos opens, so that by the time this episode drops, Mythos will have opened, the portal will be fully accessible to you and all the patrons around the world, so we're excited to see what happens there. Just to get started, let's talk about how we as the World Talkers are going to be handling Mythos.
So from what we've discussed and from what we've decided amongst each other is that we want everyone to experience Mythos to its best and fullest potential, meaning that we don't want to give out tons of spoilers. We want to make sure that you're able to experience it for yourself. So coming up along with that, it'll probably be a while before we actually talk about some like Mythos story spoilers, but we'll definitely be talking about some fun things in regards to like what expansions have come to the park or some returning characters and things like that. We'll still discuss Mythos. We're just not going to specifically discuss the story aspects in order to not ruin the story or your experience.
Yeah, I think the idea that we had in our minds was we want to cater to an audience that has not yet experienced the magic of Evermore. We want to help people get excited about the park and come and experience it themselves and not just have to listen to us. So I think in the next couple of weeks, we're just going to be doing expectations and excitement around Mythos season, and then later on in the coming month or coming weeks, we'll finally do the getting to the nitty and gritty of Mythos season.
So just to be clear, we are still releasing on a bi-weekly schedule. We will be around, and we will have some awesome new interviews and some great new content for you that will be amazing to listen to.
And we are very excited to share that. Also, keep in mind that we will be doing a Mythos review that does include the stories like our other Evermore experiences and story reviews that we've done. We're just going to do that at the end of Mythos.
And I would say this, we haven't officially talked about this before recording the podcast, but I mean, for those that want to write in with things that they've been learning in the park and want to talk about the story and things like that, you're more than welcome to write in at our Gmail, worldtalkers.podcast@gmail.com, and we would be happy to respond to you and share feedback through there. Just on the podcast itself, we won't be delving into the secret tidbits so that everybody gets to have a fresh experience.
But an interesting development there, because we want to announce a new feature where you can jump on air with us.
Yes, exactly. We have an awesome new feature. You can call in and leave a message, and we will play your message here on the podcast. This includes anything from the Evermore experience to your opinion, questions, reviews, things like that.
So if you want to call us on that number, leave a message and we'd play it live on the podcast. If you don't want it played live, just let us know at the start. But we'd be happy to have you leave us a message at 801-332-9321. That is 801-332-9321.
Okay, can I get it one more time, but super radio announcer like your...
That'll be 801-332-9321 on World Talkers Podcast, an unofficial Evermore fancast.
Ooh. Love it. Again, this feature is set up so that we can interact with you, so that we can hear you, so that we can answer your questions.
Anyway, what are we talking about today, Dan? What's on our agenda?
We've got all sorts of things regarding Mythos opening, the balls, the costume parties, special events throughout the summer. We have loads of things that we can be going over. They've been hiring people lately, so if you're interested in working for Evermore and you're in the area, we'll be talking a little bit about that. So we've got a lot on the docket today.
Where are we starting first, Dan?
Let's jump right into the thing we just talked about first, the balls.
Yeah. I think it was a week or two ago, or maybe even 3 weeks ago, where they announced that they're planning a special event, a ball of sorts.
And that was at FanX, right? Because I was unable to make that.
So that was like a month ago, and why it's just sitting here looking like an idiot.
I don't think it really matters. So, I mean, I wasn't at FanX, but I was able to check out a live video that someone posted on Facebook. I don't remember who posted it, and I'm really sorry. I'll make sure to research that and get a shout out to you on our next episode.
Massive thank you to whoever that is.
Yes, though I love the videos and things like that everyone posts. So thank you, even though it's indirect. Thank you. So during the FanX, one of the big things that they announced is that they were going to have a masquerade ball. Now at FanX, they said that it was going to be during May. I don't know if that's changed. I'm still really excited to look forward to when it's coming. Regardless of that, I still think it's going to be happening rather soon, and I'm really pumped for that.
If not in May, they have special events blocked out on their calendar.
Pretty close
yeah, to then.
The next couple weeks.
It doesn't say what it is, but it is a special event. So we're really excited for those events.
Yeah, there is, I think, a possibility that could be like a rented out day that maybe guests aren't going to be able to go to. However, my personal feeling is that it's probably going to be a masquerade ball or special event like that.
Yeah, so we'll be staying tuned to those sorts of things. Keep listening to the podcast because we'll be talking about those things as they come up. And we'll probably be posting about them on our social media as well. So stay tuned to us, stay tuned to Evermore's website, and you'll be able to get all of the information about the special dates coming up, the masquerade parties, and probably the crazy things that they have planned for Mythos. We're all really excited.
Going back to the masquerade ball, if I remember right, and maybe you'll have to help me remember, but I think it is like a costume-only event. Like, everyone that comes is going to be in full regalia, full period piece kind of dress.
So I don't know if they're going to stick to that. That was something when we originally went to FanX in 2018. When we went to FanX there, they discussed those parties and they said that it would be a required dress code in regards to that you have to create some sort of costume that could fit the era or theme of that party. Such as if it was like a pirate party, you don't necessarily have to be a pirate. You just have to dress up as something that would exist within that era. And so, again, I don't know if that's going to be true for the masquerade ball. I think it's probably a safe bet. So if you're working on costumes, you probably might want to get on down and keep those up. It's just a way, I think, to further immerse the guests and the world walkers in the experience is to have everybody dressed up. And I think it's a special opportunity and occasion that they could make from that and having these parties.
So what you're telling me is I need to go grab my powdered wig and petticoat.
Yes, indeed.
And that would impress Lady Grey, as we've heard mention of. This was another announcement at the FanX that there is now, or always has been, we're not quite sure, a kind of ruling family, as they have a lot of money. This is the Grey family, and Lady Grey is the one that's going to be throwing these parties, and so the parties actually fit in with the whole world and story of Evermore.
And there was a character, Miss Gray, that was in the park. She was a laundress, but I believe it is confirmed that there is no relation. Is that accurate?
It was hinted at that possibly they would be different. So no confirmation.
Yeah, no confirmation. Okay.
Yeah, that they might be different. I just loved Miss Gray. She was great. I love that her goal was to wash the clothes of the goblins because they are stinky.
They're pretty, pretty stinky boys.
They're grimy.
I didn't actually see that coming. That was genuine surprise.
Humor. And moving on to some other things that we know are going to be coming back with Mythos opening, we have some factions that are returning.
Woo!
I know you were super pumped about that, Wyatt.
I'm very, very excited. I love the idea of having groups and organizations within Evermore that are vying for my attention. Right. So I think the groups that are coming back are the Hunters from Lore. I think the Knights are coming back too.
I would hope so. I think it'd be interesting. We know that the main knight that was there during the course of Lore, he was from Mythos. So it would make sense to me if they were there, but we'll just have to see.
Yeah, and these descriptors, these factions that we're having were on the Evermore page, on their webpage, evermore.com, that was describing Mythos, saying that these factions were coming.
Ah, blessed day.
Yeah.
I think what I am most excited for, and I hope that that's going to happen, is that these factions will help guests and myself to feel really connected and to feel like I'm doing something to help this organization vie for more control or vie for more power or do something that'll drastically change the aspect of Evermore. Like if I help the Hunters and I build their ranks and I get all my friends to join the Hunters, that will go on Hunter-specific quests or get Hunter-specific merchandise, or same for the Knights, and that later on will shape the story of Evermore through the Hunters or through the Knights or whatever faction has acquired the most reputation, I guess.
Which may actually tie in with something else that's rather new that they've posted on their Instagram at Evermore Park, is the character quest cards. We're not quite sure what these are yet. We're just really excited. We think they're going to be kind of similar to tarot cards that we've received in the past that are tied into specific characters that could change the story. So that may factor into the faction questing as well.
How excited would you say you are, Skylar? I'm not really getting a lot of excitement.
It's because I'm trying not to explode with excitement. Because as everyone knows, I love those collectibles. I want every single one of them, and I'm gonna find every single character card. So watch out, I'm coming for you every single character.
And speaking of new collectibles, we were lucky enough to get a sort of backstage tour of the Evermore Creative Studio. And we saw that there is going to be some new merch coming for Mythos. Wonderful, happy day, and it's going to be, at least a lot of it, will be dragon-related.
Absolutely. You'll actually have seen one during our giveaway that we just did this past weekend and announced the winner of this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that beautiful red and gold dragon head.
Yeah. They've also posted pictures of them on their Evermore Creative Studio as well.
And for the winner of that dragon head, just so you know, I named it Debbie.
Oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know we named it.
Yes. Did I not say as we were leaving? This is Debbie.
Nope. Well, I guess congratulations.
Maybe it was just to myself, but congratulations on winning Debbie the Dragon.
Feel free to change that name. I'm not a huge fan.
You will have to pass it by me first, so write in. I will have to pass off any name changes to Debbie.
It's a requirement.
Speaking of new names and actually being known as something else, we all knew the Fae King. He was big and scary and everything. It appears, as Evermore has just recently announced, that the Fae King is no more. However, Kadarin, his original form, is coming back to the park. So that's something we're really excited to see him not be all fungus covered and gross looking.
And this was just found out via Instagram and Facebook. Highly, highly advocate following them on their social media because they post really fun pictures and little story tidbits like this all the time. So please go check that out. Check them out on Facebook. Just type in Evermore Park, or on Instagram, Evermore Park, Evermore Creative Studio. It's pretty easy to find them, and you're going to find out a lot of cool and fun information by following that.
So do you guys have any thoughts on what Kaderin's going to be looking like? How are we going to find Kaderin in the park?
So I have this really strange vision in my mind of what Kaderin's going to look like. And go with me. I feel like he's just going to be a giant, big, bald man.
Giant, big, bald man.
Giant, big, bald man.
You're going to need to explain that one. Why bald? Why giant?
I don't know why, right? Like, there's not really a reason, but I'm feeling a very joyful character, almost Buddha-like. I guess that's kind of the vibe I'm feeling on Kaderin.
So as we enter the park, we'll rub Kaderin's belly.
Yes, yes, and we'll get that good luck.
Mm. Or his bald head.
Yes.
And we'll be blessed with the gifts of the Fae.
I'm sorry to disappoint, but I think in the picture it shows that he has hair.
Or at least a raiment of leaves upon his head.
I saw the picture. I didn't even know what that was. I'll be real honest. I didn't get any hair or anything. I don't know.
Because it's a teaser.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to keep my mind cannon and ask all of you to step off. Okay?
keep your mind cannon. Keep your mind cannon. I'm just going to say it looked like his head was clearly wreathed with something. But whether or not he is bald, that is yet to be determined.
See, that's interesting that you think he's bald. I think he's going to be a glorious, like, very handsome man or character, as he is a fae, kind of the king of all fairies and whatnot. That just kind of makes sense to me.
I really want him to be wearing the Hook Peter Pan outfit now. That's my headcanon.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want him to be Dustin Hoffman?
Or Robin Williams?
Robin Williams. Okay.
He was Hook, so he was.
Hook, so I was like,
Hook Peter Pan outfit.
Yes.
So it was just a joke. I was thinking
the Hook outfit, Dustin Hoffman, black wig with curls and a curly Q mustache.
Very easily confused.
But now that you mention that, I want that.
I want that character, absolutely.
Yeah, who else is
I at least want Sephtis to have a curled up mustache.
I'm pretty sure that's guaranteed.
Can we just go one episode without having a Sephtis moment?
Well, we also want to talk about some characters that we hope are coming back and we know will be coming back. Sephtis has got to be one of them. So that we'll get that off right at the top. Sephtis is coming back. I know everyone is overjoyed. I am. But are there any characters you're hoping return?
I personally love the goblins, Grimy Goblin, the Forge Goblin, just amazing characters that have their own unique story, which obviously ties into Mythos, as they are originally from Mythos.
That's another thing on the Evermore Creative Studio Instagram that we've seen, is that there's going to be a drunk goblin that's sitting on some barrels.
Yeah, some new Mythosian goblins.
I want to see a battle between Seamus the town drunk and the new drunkard goblin.
And
see what sort of fun dialogue will be passed on between those two. I could see that being endless fun for an entire evening.
Oh, absolutely. I imagine that we're going to see Flutterheart and Briny and some of the other fairies come back.
Yeah, because in lore, all of the fairies were there. Kaderin was there. And then in Aurora, they were, the story reason for why they weren't there was they were hibernating. So now with the warmer weather, the fairies can come back. And so that ties into why we actually did the tip about the bring the buttons, because that will help you with the fairies. Maybe they want buttons for more information or something. That's very useful information. Check out our Instagram for that.
The one that I was thinking about was maybe Jaquil Skara. I think we weren't quite sure about his fate. Was he going back to Aurora? I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, he was going to Aurora temporarily, so we may see him as kind of an ambassador. We don't know yet. So it's possible, hey, I mean, if you like that character, obviously that's okay that you want him back.
Yeah,
maybe we could bring him back with Nisno, and they could just romance it up.
Back off, man. Get Iona up in here. Iona's
fine. She can just chill in Aurora.
Gosh dang it, I'm going to murder you after this.
Yona needs to definitely get together with Jekuul. But speaking of Jekuul Skara, the elves of light and whatnot, the elves, the Methosian elves, could likely be returning. So we have
the different elves, not the elves of light.
Yes,
but
different
the Methosian elves. Yes.
Methosian elves. Yes. Yeah.
They're more like the Lord of the Rings elves, taller, graceful, more
regal in manner.
Regal, not as silly or fun as the light elves.
Mm-hmm.
They're a bit more serious. They were rather serious when we talked with them. They got mad.
Very haughty.
Indeed. I don't know the two lady elves, but I remember the male elf because he was like a healer dude. His name was Kiernan or Kian.
Kian?
Something like
was
that.
Was it Kian?
Yeah.
K-I-A-M.
I remember him. I don't remember the lady elves as much. I'm sorry, lady elves.
But what an amazing opportunity that we have to get to know them more, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And who knows? Maybe we'll meet more of the Methosian kind of people and maybe we will see more imps, right? Briggy. Briggy is one of my favorite characters.
She's so funny.
She's so funny. She is an imp herself, and she wants everything. She wants anything from our world, and she will take it from you.
Except for trash. Don't give her trash.
Don't give her trash. I have given her trash multiple times. She yells at me.
It's really funny.
But she speaks so fast and so wonderfully and just has a great time stealing jackets from people. One time someone gave her a baby to hold and she started running away with it.
Whoa.
Yes. And luckily they got the baby back. But hey, you know, imps are mischievous and take things. So
don't give your babies to imps. Lesson of today's episode, the more you know.
Well, I guess we don't really know have a ton of confirmed people that we think will be back. I think a lot of what we've discussed is rather probable. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping for, Chandler got mad at me last time I said, the male, the myth, the legend, Sir Philip Humphrey, Postmaster General. I really hope that he makes a serious return. Again, one of my favorite features of the whole park is being able to send mail to all of the different characters.
And I just saw on Facebook that actor has confirmed that he will be back. So I'm not sure if he's returning as that character, but that actor is in the park somewhere.
If he's returning as a different character, he still better be ready to take people's mail, or at least Skylar's mail.
I'm really interested in learning more about Wen, the witch, and also Faldo and Falda. This was one character that kind of was split into two. Originally in lore, they were both the same character, I think. And then in Aurora, they split into two, a male and a female counterpart. And I'm still super interested in learning more about them, so I don't know enough.
And that specific instance is actually a very good instance that we've been discussing on our Instagram in one of our Mythos countdowns, is that the Evermore story isn't necessarily set in its ways. Stuff that could have happened during lore and Aurora may not be truth or like quote unquote canon anymore, because it is very much open and flowing to interpretation based on guests and park interactions and needs. So it creates a really fun atmosphere and avenue of mystery that you never know exactly what's going to change or what new magical thing you're going to experience.
Maybe go in with an air of caution. When we returned for the first time during lore, we were really weirded out that it didn't continue right where we left off. So make sure that you're not going in with expectations of exactly what you're going to ask. Like, learn more before you start going in.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with when Mythos opens, I would say go in and expect there to already be a story that is there that has been developed, where essentially when you go in, get ready for the prologue, as it were. Like, take time to get the background of the story before you just think, okay, things are just where they were last time.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. Just make sure you're listening, you're learning everything, and that the story might have progressed and people might have changed in the months since Aurora, right? Because it's a living, breathing place. This Evermore village, and that's what I love about it. It's not the same thing every single time.
And it being a living, breathing village, with Mythos opening back up, expect there to be some outdoor entertainment that you get to engage with live. I believe it has been confirmed that they're bringing back the bows and axes. Do we know?
Not confirmed. We do want
to. We are hopeful.
This is a hope and
about
expectation.
It returning.
Yeah.
A hope and expectation. If it's possible, I want to throw some axes and shoot some arrows from some bows.
They probably also have some other really fun activities planned out.
Absolutely.
I think that's what I am really excited about because we are in the warmer months, right? We started lore. It was kind of cold. Aurora, super cold. But now we're in some warmer months, and I want to toss some beanbags, have a bonfire, make some s'mores with my boys and girls and lady elves.
And creatures.
Yeah, like it's summer here in Utah. We have wonderful, beautiful nights and warm. The sun goes down later, so this is a time that Evermore can use to really hit home that this is a fun family event that everyone can go to during the summer and really just enjoy every nerdy fantasy thing out there.
As we've talked about in our reviews past on how lore was really good in story aspects and Aurora was really good at flexing their creative activity aspects, I think Mythos is going to be the combination of those two, bringing up great storytelling, great activities, just a whole lot of fun, and really anything for anyone that you're looking for.
Great. Well put. Very well put.
Thank you.
But something that for sure we know is coming back are the ciphers.
Yes.
Throughout the park. We've seen a video recently posted about the ciphers, some interesting things going on with that. Perhaps a secret society that might be a faction in and of itself. We're not super certain what that is yet, but that'll be an interesting thing to engage with, especially for those who perhaps with a family want to go and solve some puzzles at Evermore, or for the more mature patrons to go and delve deep into some fun puzzle solving.
So we got ciphers, we've got outdoor entertainment. What about food? Your boy is hungry. What's to be expected?
So one of these I'm a little excited about. I don't know if it was intended, but when they put out on their Instagram, Evermore, like their hiring Instagram, part of one of those positions that they put out was for the cafe. So I don't know if the cafe will be returning, or not returning. I don't know if the cafe will be opening for the first time ever, or if they just intended to put concessions. Because I went back through the Instagram, and that post no longer exists. Because
there was a separate title for concessions. It was like food vendor or something like that. And then there was a separate, distinct cafe.
Yeah, right. So maybe that's a reveal that we'll get when Mythos opens, and we can discover that.
Most interesting.
It is possible that it was going to be, but for whatever reason, construction or various other things could have set that back, so they removed that.
But who knows? It may come back later in the season, you know.
Yes. Regardless, I think there's some exciting expansions that may be happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we did see that hiring ad, and they had janitorial positions, they had ticketing. So like we said at the top of the episode, if you are in the area and you are interested in a part-time seasonal job, it would be an amazing place to work. It's super fun. It's a fantasy kind of nerdy aspect, and you would get a lot of experience. So check them out at evermore.com/careers.
Chugga 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 choo choo. Let's talk about terrains.
Terrains, baby.
Yeah.
Wait, we're talking about drains?
Trains.
Oh, trains.
Trains. Get on them tracks.
We did learn a very long time ago that there was going to be a park-wide train that was going to be installed, and there was rumor and hearsay that it might be ready by Mythos.
I don't know. This is another thing that came up during the FanX thing. Someone asked specifically about the train, and they said that they're going to attempt to get it done when they can get it done. But it is a pretty big feat, and as we know, the park is always under construction, but they do have the actual train itself. I've seen pictures of that. It's confirmed that they have the actual literal train. Whether or not the tracks are all built and everything is another question that we don't know yet. Or maybe we do, because this, again, we're recording before Mythos opens tomorrow, but you'll hear it after Mythos has already opened. So you could know.
And then if it isn't there, chugga 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 poo poo. We'll be sad for a little bit, but eventually it'll come and it'll be awesome. We're really excited. for that whenever it comes. Mm-hmm. I'm just super eager to see how Evermore can grow and how this train will change the face of the park.
Yeah.
So as you are preparing to come to Mythos, something that is inevitable is you are going to have to purchase a ticket for you, your friends, your family, whoever you're coming with, if it's just you. But let's talk briefly about ticket prices.
So currently, we don't actually know what the official ticket prices will be when Evermore opens tomorrow. But as of right now, when we're recording on May 24th, the ticket prices as of right now are early bird specials. And on Saturday, the most expensive is $29 and the least expensive is going to be $14.15 with tax. So it's basically $30 and $15 in regards to the price points that you have. There, if you check on their website, they'll show the days in between. They are gradually increasing the closer you get to the weekend, and then it resets back down to that lower price on Monday, which is a similar pricing structure we can probably expect for the rest of the season, but not at the early bird discount price.
I mean, that might jump up, but I wouldn't imagine that it would get too ridiculous. I'd say that the pricing's pretty fair. And looking back historically for Lore and Aurora, there was never a time where I thought it was absolutely not worth it to buy a ticket.
Now, this is interesting because it is the early bird prices. And so I'm curious as to what the actual price will be. And if this means that they are simply trying to just cover costs, or if it means that they are putting more in, why the uptick in price of tickets really is my question, and how much should I expect for that? That's what I want to know, and we will see tomorrow.
Fingers crossed, it just means that there's more to the park. Perhaps that there may be train involvement with that if the cafe does open, maybe they're saying, hey, we have more in the park now, expect to be paying a little bit more to experience it. But again, this is all just speculation at this point. It's important to note real briefly, as you're planning to purchase your tickets, that children, the tickets are priced between the age ranges of 6 to 14, and then adults are 15 and above. So just be aware of that as you go in to buy tickets.
And then children age 5 and under are free when accompanied by a ticketed adult for admission. And those operating hours of operation are Monday and Thursday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 6 p.m. to 11. So we are really excited to be there for that whole block of time. Or if you only have a couple hours, stop by, meet the characters, see the wonderful world of Evermore.
As always, check out their website. That is the best place to get information in regards to their ticketing schedule, because it could be one of those special event days on which you plan to come. So make sure you're double checking before you purchase your tickets on exactly what time they open, what days they're open, and if it is a normal day versus a special event day.
Maybe the best way to wrap it up before we go into Evermore Experience is just a simple question, and I hope all of you are ready for it. Are you excited?
Yeah, trying to contain it.
I'm gonna use the popular internet phrase, my body is ready. I am ready to experience Mythos in all of its glory.
This countdown that we've been doing toward Mythos has really been helping me getting pumped. All of the amazing photos, videos, and everything that Evermore itself is releasing is just amping up that feeling. Really, though, we are excited and dying to see what's there.
Absolutely. My family recently purchased me an Evermore gift card, so you bet I'm running in there being like, shut up and take my money.
Was that a birthday gift?
Yes, it was my birthday gift. My birthday was this month.
I can't wait. I'm excited to take my sister and a few of my new friends. They reached out to me and said they wanted to go and show them all the beautiful romances that are happening. I just want love to be in the spring air, you boys.
Spring is in bloom. Love is in the air. It is going to be so wonderful.
I also had a couple friends reach out to me from my work, actually, and let me know that they would like to attend Evermore and see all the amazing adventures. So whether you're going for the beautiful scenery, which we have had confirmation that the park is beautiful with new greenery, new flowers, or if you're going to see the authentic buildings or meet the characters, whatever you're going for, Evermore is the place to be at this summer.
So let's, as we're talking about the experiences that we're excited to have, let's jump into our Evermore experience. This one comes to us from Michael. He's an actor at Evermore Park. And to those Evermore actors who do listen to the podcast, we want to hear the experiences that you have as you're engaging with hundreds of patrons in the park. And I'm sure you are just loaded with all sorts of experiences that we would love to be able to share to pump up the park and share the thing that we love. So again, this is what Michael had to say. I would love to share an awesome experience with you all that happened during Aurora that was a product of Nisno's lovely brilliance and quick thinking. There was a family in the park in December that came in with small children. I do not remember their names, but I absolutely remember them, especially the young brother and sister. The young boy had heard rumors that the goblins fancy stealing gold and was very afraid that Grimy Goblin was going to steal his well-earned gold for himself. Though Grimy was not planning on stealing any particular Worldwalker's gold this day, except perhaps another hand from the group of college-aged humans that he successfully conned in lore, us, it was an understandable fear of the young lad. At some point in the night, the young lad and his sister had found the magical Nisno. Nisno learned of this fear that he had and cast a spell that would make the gold invisible to Grimy. Upon seeing the child, Grimy asked what was in the lad's hand, and he seemed intent on keeping it to himself. When the boy opened his hand, Grimy stared at the hand and then at the boy and said, "I don't see anything." Though when his sister presented her gold before the old goblin, she was surprised that Grimy acknowledged her gold, but not her brother's. This is perhaps my fondest experience from Aurora, and I hoped that you could perhaps share it, or at the very least enjoy it as much as Nisno and Grimy did that cold evening. With much gratitude for your time, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
That is such an amazing experience that can only really happen at Evermore. And really, thank you to Nisno and to Grimy Goblin for communicating and working and interacting with those guests. An amazing feat by those actors.
Magic and adventure abounds in Evermore.
And every person that goes in is going to have their own experience. They're going to have their own interactions like this boy did with Grimy and Nisno. So be excited and be ready to make those experiences yourself. Get involved with characters that can cast spells and do wonderful things. Because outside of Evermore, you might not be experiencing it. But inside, again, like Skylar mentioned, magic and adventure abound.
And we just want to make a huge shout out. We want to hear your guys' experience. We want to know what you're feeling and thinking in the park. And with our new Google Voice, you can share it with us with a voicemail, and we'd love to air it and talk about it and share that experience with the whole community. Again, that number, if you wanted to call in and leave us a voicemail, is 801-332-9321. And if you're not feeling so vocal and perhaps you just want to email, that's more than welcome as well at worldtalkers.podcast@gmail.com.
And let's see, so that's about it for us today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We're super grateful for you, for your feedback, for your responses, and for your constant support, especially through these recent giveaways. It's been really fun to see how excited the community has gotten as Mythos is approaching and as we've been building Steam. So again, thank you so much.
Steam engine, steam train,
stop,
train,
stop,
confirm,
calm.
Train confirm,
not confirm.
Chugga 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 choo choo, please.
On our way to Mythos, we
trains.
Are so excited.
All right, okay. You guys are making this an editing nightmare for me.
Leave it all in.
Again, please check us out on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter. We have every social media out there at World Talkers. Check us out. We have a lot of things coming up that we're really excited about.
Also, please give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes. It really helps us spread the word and get the obsession and the magic of Evermore out there into everyone. And we also want to say thank you for everyone that has left a review. We greatly appreciate it, and it has helped us so much.
And with that, we love you. We love your dad. And with that, it's just for fun. And with that, we just want to say again, we're really grateful for you. And as the Mythos portal opens tomorrow, it's very possible that we'll be seeing you
beyond the portal.